All right, welcome back. This is part two in this new episode on my podcast, Sexual Passion. This is part two of the porn that I'm talking about. I'm your host for Sexual Passion, Red Falcon. That's my nickname, by the way, I go by. Because I was like the Atlanta Falcons, because I'm a big fan of them. And this is sponsored by Anchor, Google Play, Overcast, and of course, many other podcasters that have it, including Spotify for all your music and podcast listenings. Go to anchor.fm for your free and easy to use podcast. You can do it on your own, it's that simple. So let's get right down to the dirty green for part two. Porn. Yes. Everyone talks about it, everyone watches it, everybody enjoys it, fantasize, masturbate to it. This is the type of thing that people love. Are you into porn? Of course, there's a lot of people that are there, and there's a lot that are not into it. Some, I meant to say some. But, what kind of kinks turn you on more for the porn? Do you like the whole BDSM still? Do you like a certain kind of play or fantasize a certain fantasy you want to You know, a lot of people don't even admit to it, but there are some that are into that kind of stuff. But what is the most favorite porn you watch? To me, transsexual porn. It's really nice, it's amazing. Gay porn at times, bi porn, straight porn. Hell, I even go for PBW. It's the kind of kink that everyone's into with that kind of sexual thrill. And some don't even, deal with porn. But the most least favorite porn, and this is a shocker, the least favorite porn half of the time is group sex. And sometimes, they also bring this up. If I'm right, role playing and MILFs. Sometimes MILFs, because it gets old at times. But to me, MILFs is most popular as well. It's still popular then, it's popular now. Some are into the whole other kind of kink. Some are into that whole foreign porn thing, which is also dang too. So let me ask you. Have you ever thought about wanting to do something in the adult industry? Would you ever do porn? Would you ever be in it? Who would you work with? Would you work with someone like Ron Jeremy? Would you work with someone like Laura Jensen? Would you work with someone like Kimber Haven? I mean, the imagination is up to you, or just anyone in particular you have. But that's the topic. Everyone wants to know the type of porn you're into, the type you like. I mean, watching it, you feel it. You feel the passionate of arousement. It's entertainment. But also, you can also deal with certain things you can't get to. For me, I want to watch it. I fantasize about it. I fantasize about a person I like or can't get to. Not trying to sound like a damn creep or anything, but hey, we all have our fantasies. But can you imagine being in porn? Can you imagine working with someone that you can trust who's disease-free? I mean, there are different consequences to catching something. As long as you play it safe and playing smart. But hey, beggars can't be choosers, right? Now, I also want to get into, would you use condoms or would you not for doing porn? I mean, there's some that does that, some to do, but most bareback they don't do condoms, but hey, that's the sort of thing. It's arousing, it makes it feels good, but hey, there are consequences to not being protected. But then you gotta get tested every, what, 2, 3 months doing different kind of porn scenes to be clear that you don't caught nothing. I mean, can you imagine? But that's what I also like to talk about is being aware of what you're doing with your body. Being precautious, always stay cautious about what you're doing and what you're going to get into. That's the thing about it. If you don't use your head, then you're screwed. You'll be fucked without an inch of a doubt. An inch of a doubt, excuse me. A little froze, a little sore. But not to mention, you have to be very precautious of what you gotta wear, the type of brand condoms you use. And for the women's choice to also help the man or anyone who wants to do this. Or, do you always gotta wear condoms? I think it's the best thing to do in most of the porn industries. They need to wear condoms. I've been seeing mostly barebacks in amateur porn. We're not being safe about it. And the thing is, you gotta use your head. If you don't, like I said, you're gonna wind up catching something that you might regret later on. That may not be curable, which I will not say would freak anyone out. But that is the reason why I'm bringing up the topic, because porn is the most popular thing going on, and still is, of 2020. Would you imagine, picture yourself with or without a condom, with someone you'd be having a partnership of sexual activity with? Or would you be wearing it for being on the both on the safe side? A lot of people do wear condoms for reasons. Pregnancy, diseases, or just to be safe, be the precaution for sure. I mean, it's always good to be safe. Hell, if you don't wear condoms, what's the point? I mean, condoms been around for a long, long time, but the thing is it really usable? Is it safe to use? Because sometimes they break too, half the time. Or, the type of condoms you might be allergic to. That's another thing, too. If you're allergic to certain latex condoms, don't wear it. You don't want to break out in hives or something like that, or your face swells up, your whole body starts to swell like a hot air balloon. These are topics that I'm bringing up, that I'm just telling people. How safe would you do porn if you were in it? Would you make the decision to jump into the career? Would you make the decision to wear protection during scenes? Or would you go without protection? Most people are brave enough to do without protection. Some don't want to be brave enough to do that without condoms. They want to wear them. That's a good thing too. We have to be aware of certain things. That's always a good thing to do. Wear protection. If you can't wear protection, what's the point? Just drinking a little bit of water, and I'm just saying this to all porn addicts out there. This is the kind of fun that a lot of people love. Imagine doing porn or watching it just to get entertained through your significant couple. Practice certain new moves, do some new things. But, I'm just saying what's on my mind. You know what I'm saying? What's on my mind, I'm just making my opinion. Some agree, some don't. Hey, that's your business. But all I have to say is, if you're down to that kind of thing, if you want to do adult diff, ugh, sorry, you want to do the adult film industry, a little nervous saying that, got tongue-tied, then go for it. But all I have to say is, be prepared of what you're doing. If you want to use condoms, go for it. If you don't, be aware of what you're getting yourself into. That's a precautious warning. Now, I know I'm gonna hear some. I want to hear some feedbacks from it. I want to know what your opinions matter to me. Please tell me. I mean, I want to hear all your details. I want to hear some feedbacks, good or bad. It doesn't matter. I will listen to it. I will hear it. It doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter what you think. As long as you have your opinion, I will listen to it. I want to know every little detail. What kind of kinks? What kind of thing you would do if you're in the porn industry? But other than that, that is the end of this part of two. So tune in again while I talk about something else. But before I leave, always be prepared of what you're doing. Always wear condoms if you're usable and smart enough to use them. And for the people that don't use condoms, please, please be careful. And we can talk more about kinks and everything. Just wait for the next episode. Have a nice day on this beautiful Wednesday.